Blog Talk Radio.
Mobbing in the Bentley, smoking moon, ay, rocks, ay, pocket full of motherfucking blue guap, half an ounce in my Gucci 2 socks, for the summertime, got a new what? Drop, trapper slash rapper slash bad bitch snatcher,
hey, come here.
Baby mama mad, she said you live like a bachelor,
so what?
Sold 100 pounds and gave 10% to the pastor,
church.
Keep going up the ladder,
ay,
they mad, make them madder,
hey.
Told my son when I'm gone, you gon' be a rich little bastard,
yeah.
Corners on me hitting, leave a bitch dizzy. All my old bitches feeling salty, yeah, yeah. M.I.D., I'm talking about why you doubt me, yeah, yeah. But I still miss you, can you call me, yeah, yeah. I heard ain't shit changed that you still balling, yeah, yeah. She used to bust them scripts for me at Walgreens. Smuggling narcotics was my calling.
Hey,
hey. Foes on the Mercedes, that's major. Whole gang going crazy, that's major. Millions on the table, that's major. I turn dirt into diamonds, that's major. You searching for fame?
Damn.
I became a superstar in the dope.
And welcome the fuck back. It is Frequency Sunday here on Vibrate Higher. I'm Queen Rich, joined by my lovely co-host Lissa Renee. Now we spoke a little bit, not too long like we usually do. It was real brief, so I wanted to ask you, what's been going on, my love?
Well, nothing much, nothing too exciting, you know, same old, but I do want to say peace and blessings to all the ears listening. And I would like to apologize for the missed show on Wednesday. That was totally my fault. I tried to reschedule, but you know how life goes. But I'm glad to be back. Today was just a beautiful day, and I hope everyone has had a blessed and productive week. And I'm just so grateful for all things surrounding. I don't know. You know, I've always considered myself to be a background person because you get a lot done when you're not front and centered. But this week I taught myself to pay attention to the forefront and the background, because being distracted from either or by either is going to cost you. And on top of that, I feel like I've been reinforcing my boundaries, which I feel like I shouldn't have to reinforce, but I feel like we as people, we get comfortable and we allow people to cross boundaries accidentally on purpose. And people see me as a jackass, but I'm taking my peace back, and I don't care how nobody feel about it. And I just feel like ain't no way in hell I should feel shitty mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually depleted just to satisfy another motherfucker's feelings or energy. And I'm not doing it anymore. So today has just been a great week. I don't know. I had an amazing day at work. Like, I just got a lot of major shit going, and I'm proud of me. So, yeah, that's how shit has been. How has your day been going? How's your week been?
It has been great. Actually, I've been working, and the schedule change has been so awesome to me. It's been, like, so much calmer, because you know, at first I was doing so many counts at one time. I'm down to one account, and calls don't get up to not even 10. Girl, can you believe that? Like, I feel like I lucked out with this whole transition with my job. I'm just so happy. Like, it's really great. It's been doing me good. It's an account that I already knew. On top of that, which I won't be on this one for too much longer, but it's good to have that little break in between learning something new. So I've been good with that, girl. The day has been great, in time with my niece and nephew. My kids came home for the weekend. I had one home all weekend. We've been chilling. It's been real good, man. Like, yeah, it's been real good. I'm waiting on the rain to drop, man. It's been so cloudy, and I smelt the rain last night, but we didn't get none yet. I'm waiting on that. That's my favorite weather, and I cannot wait for it again. I didn't really choose a topic today because this is just some bitten shit for me I got going on. This is a part of, you know, what I've been dealing with. I'm so indecisive right now because my oldest son, he's 14, he told me that he wants to live with his dad. Now, me being the mother that I am, girl, I'm so indecisive, but I don't want to hold him from, you know, being with his dad and stuff like that, which has never been an issue. I trust issues with me, period. Like, I feel like he's not, you know, in a place to be taking care of my kids, you know, without your mom and shit like that. Like, you need to get your stuff together. But I'm just letting it go, man. I'm letting it go, and I'm going to let them, both of my biological children go, and they're going for the summer. I said I was going to see how the summer went, but now they want to stay, and I'm heartbroken halfway. But then I'm like, well, you know what, maybe I can do some bettering with myself while I have this time, like not so many responsibilities around the house, which there'll still be responsibilities. I still have my bonus son at home with me and stuff like that, but it won't be so much. You know, it's going to be real different. I feel so bad for him, too, on top of that. Like, have you ever, you know, if you ever got that opportunity, I know, you know, your relationship with your kid's father and stuff like that. If he was a better man and you felt like, you know what I'm saying, with them, because I know you have girls and I have boys, so I want to know, just regardless, mother's standpoint, would you be able to, you know what I mean, consider something like that, your children living with their father?
Well, first off, it's not that I feel like he needs to be a better person. I have no issues with the father of my children. You know what I'm trying to say? The only thing is, you know, he married my brother's baby mama, and so we have kids that are cousins and related and shit like that. And so I really don't pay none of, you know, his personal business my business, so I don't really keep up what he's doing. I just feel like if he ever wanted to, you know, take my kids, you know, he's more than welcome to come get them. My children choose not to go. It's not, oh, you know, it's not even that I have daughters, because I do
right.
trust, you know, my brother's baby mama. I trust him as a parent. He just got too many kids, and I feel like he wants me to be the type of baby mother that's going to be like, here, come get these kids and all that ghetto shit. I don't do that. I don't give a fuck what
right.
you do, what you don't do. I'm not about to hound you. Motherfucker, I'm not even checking for you. I don't give a fuck what you do not do for mine, because I do for him. But if my kids were ever like, Mom, I want to go stay with Malcolm and Shanae, I will pack them motherfuckers up, because mothers need breaks too. I'm not one-sided about a motherfucking thing. Like, just how men feel like women can't raise men, there's certain shit that you cannot teach your daughters, that a dad can fill that void. So it's never me taking away from him. It's these kids don't want shit to do with him, and I'm not going to force my kids. So, and my kids are, I mean, my oldest kid just turned 13 the other day, so it's kind of like my kids are, they're going into teenage years. They don't really want nothing to do with your brother, so I don't force them. But if they ever
yeah.
wanted to, baby, y'all could go with no issue.
Yeah. But it's kind of like, you know, we have a family here in our home, and it's like breaking them up, and it's just, you know, I don't want to be unfair to anyone in the situation. I'm letting
How
them, you
would
know, do
that
the thing.
Be breaking up the family?
Well, because we're living in two different states, for one. And when I say breaking up the family, I don't mean like we're not going to still have our bond, or we're not going to see each other ever again type shit. I just mean like this is something that we've been used to. This is our family. And it ain't never been, unless I was locked up. Like, when I was locked up, everybody got split up. And I think that's what's taking a toll, because it hasn't been that long to me, you know what I'm saying, to go through the whole thing with, you know, everybody being broken up again. But, girl, I'm indecisive, man. I'm indecisive. I'm happy that they feel that way. And I feel like all boys at that age, you know, even, you know, back in time, you know, 13-year-old, you going out there, you learning hunting, you getting out there, your dad is supposed to teach you this stuff, teach you that stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, okay, fine. I'm just like, fine. I'm letting it happen. We spoke. I'm happy about that, because I'm able to speak to him. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can't even hold a conversation with a motherfucker about shit. But we spoke. I spoke to his mom. I spoke, you know, to everybody that's going to be involved, because my children have family there. And I'm going to cry.
Well, crying is expected because, like you said, those are your babies. But at the end of the day, and I not try to step on nobody's toes, it kind of sounds a little selfish because I know you feel like you said, we've been doing this. Like, we already created our own family. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to hound you. I done created my own family. So it does kind of feel like, you know, you're taken away from your family. But at the end of the day, I feel like if any biological parent is trying to make a better change, I feel we as women, we need to you know, give them that extra push because we're always pictured as that motherfucker that don't want the baby daddy to see his kids and shit like that. I'm so tired of that bullshit. Like, I feel like nobody really thinks like, now, don't get me wrong. I done seen some stewhead ass bitches be like, he don't fuck me, or he don't want to buy me this. I'm not going to let him see the kids like that. We're not talking about them type of bitches. We're talking about real mothers. And I feel like we never get a chance to speak out freely because you got bitches like that that's so forefront with this shit that feels that it's cool. But, like, I feel like we recognize as people that we can't do it alone. And I feel like you and they, y'all been doing an amazing job this far. I wouldn't, like, don't get me wrong, I would feel sad about it, but I would also feel relieved because I do need someone here helping me do it. And I get what you're saying, like, when you do bring a kid into this world, you shouldn't be relying on mama, granny, none of them, because they're going to be gone one day, and that kid ain't going to have nobody but you, and then you ain't going to have nobody but that kid. It's going to be a cycle. So, you know, I do feel like fathers, and I do apologize, because I know there are some fathers out there that just extra step for their kids, but it is some fathers that need a push because, shit, even though they had, some people had fathers, they had that in-home father that was just in, he was in the home, whether he was drunk, beating the mama, just there, but he wasn't there for you. So you don't know how to be a parent or a better father. And I feel like most people, they learn better by experience. And so I feel like that would be a great thing for the boys. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. Hey, my kids call me and say some shit going down. I'm come pick my kids up.
Oh, okay.
But I will give you that chance. You know what I'm saying? And I know you coming.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. I would come too. But I don't. How did it get to wanting to go for the summer and transitioning into staying a little bit longer? How did that conversation even come into play?
Well, because the area we lived in here when we first moved here, they have a really good school system. So we're out of that district now, and I wouldn't be able to take him back and forth to school and stuff like that. So he would have to go to the school that's in the district. Now, the school that's in the district, it's more school district here, and then it's Oklahoma City School District here, from my understanding. And the Oklahoma City School District is girls, they said it's about 1,000-some kids at this high school. Public, you know, wear uniforms, shit like that. It's just, my whole thing is the transportation. I just can't do it. You know what I'm saying? And he don't understand that. And another reason I feel like is because he want to be down there with his daddy. I know my 11-year-old, he's going to want to follow right after his brother. I talked to him, too. He said he wants to stay. I'm like, you know what? Cool, whatever. But, it started with the school, though, the whole school. He wants to be – he's an athlete, and he wants to be somewhere where he'll be able to be seen. He's already getting scouted. And, honestly, I feel like his dad will be able to link him with, you know, all the Ward down there, you know, Eric Ward down there, he's doing football. He's always been with it, but getting him into camps and stuff like that, shit that dads are supposed to do type shit, you know, and I don't know. I don't want to hold him from that opportunity that he feels like if you, I don't know, I'm giving him the lineage and the, what is it? I don't know what to call it, but I'm just trying to let him make decisions for himself, not so far as, you know what I mean, for himself like that. But if you feel like that's what he wants to do, I don't want to hold him because, like you said, shit, any biological parent that want to do it, hey, here you go. So, but I don't know. He texts me after, like, we already talked about summer, like you said, but he texts me not too long, a few days ago, maybe last week or something. He was just like, well, I need to talk to you. And what's so funny about it is a couple of days before that, I had talked to Nay, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, what if you want to stay? I'm like, she was just like, oh, no. And he came with it, too. I said, what I told you. I felt it. I felt that. But I'm going to let him do his thing. I know it's going to be hard, but I'm coming. Shit. 100 miles an hour, anything. Hey, call me and tell me anything out the ordinary. I got to come. Point blank, period. I got to come far away, you know. I make trips back and forth to home like, you know, nothing. But at least it ain't too far away, and I'm going to be able to do that, hop on the road whenever, you know. Girl, can you tell I'm struggling with this?
Yes. But I don't know. I feel like now that I sit here and I kind of let it sit in, it's kind of, I don't know. I don't know how to feel because I'm trying to pick up on the emotions of, I don't know the last baby's name. I do apologize. But I'm just trying to see how he would feel. You know, the two oldest ones are leaving. And with him just being there, are y'all, you know, talking about extending the family, going to try to have more babies? Or, like, what would he be doing in the summer and, you know, for the new coming year?
Right.
Has he expressed how he would feel about it?
Well, not really. I'm not sure really. I need to talk to him about it. But I don't want to, you know, bring up no bad feelings for him, make him feel sad and stuff and be dreading the day of when it does come. But I'm going to sit down and talk to him and, you know, let him know what's going on at least. But with him in the summer, he has family there in Wichita. I don't know if he's going to visit them for a few weeks or not, but we're going to go take him to see his dad and stuff like that. And shit, I got sisters here that my sister here, she spoiled his ass too, just like her own. He'd be over there. I'm not sure. We're going to do some shit with him. He definitely going to be spoiled, even spoiler than what they already are, but yeah, I'm going to make sure he ain't missing nothing too bad, you know. It's funny that you asked that because earlier he was outside, right? And he came up. I'm sitting on the stairs the whole time watching, but I'm not really, you know, knowing. I can't hear what's going on with these kids. I'm just thinking they playing. He come in, come down. He walk up to the stairs, stomping. I'm finna go get Cordae. And we like, what's going on? Me and baby sitting on the stairs like, what's going on? You know, a 14-year-old hit me. He went right in there, woke Cordae up. We went over there. We over there with Alex. Who hit him? You know what I'm saying? Gonna jump on everybody. So they came right there.
Yeah.
So him knowing that he has that protection from his brother, like, it's just, I know it's gonna have some type of impact, you know?
That big ass boy better keep his motherfucking hands off of him. Some 14-year-old hitting no goddamn kid. Girl, I would have swung on the mama and the daddy. Teach this bitch not to hit on my kid.
Girl, don't forget
me.
His auntie was out there and all that. I don't give a fuck about none of that. You tell your, well, matter of fact, y'all just come in. Yeah, better tell him come in instead of get his ass beat out of here.
I would have told them to come in and bitch you come outside. Because I'm on whatever you want, ho.
And I'm talking about all
these
kids over there with
kids.
To jump the board, too.
Don't watch their kids. Yeah. You're too old for that.
Too old? Why is you even out here playing with these 10, 11-year-olds? I'm not sure if he, you know, he might have a little problem or something. He talks like it, but I don't know. I don't give a fuck.
Probably not. Keep your hands to yourself. Exactly.
Right. Yep. But, girl, yeah, so I appreciate that. That was a lot. I know I came with a lot with that one. That's me venting. I don't give a fuck. But, yeah, when I'm struggling, I'm going to struggle with something. I need some insight, and I appreciate that.
You're welcome. That's what we're here for. This ain't no judgment zone. We're here to give advice and take advice.
Real shit. So we're going to go ahead and jump into the motherfucking playlist. My first song, I got Kendrick Lamar featuring Rihanna, Loyalty. I know this is old. I don't give a fuck, but loyalty, loyalty, fucking loyalty. Thank you.
I said I'm deep and I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get higher.
My resume is real enough for two millennium. A better way to make a way, start defending them. I meditate and moderate all of my wins again. I'm hanging on the fence again, I'm always on your mind. I put my lyric and my lifeline on the line. And ain't no limit when I might shine, might grind. You rolling with it at the right time, right now.
Only for the dollar sign.
Bad girl, living now. Sir, even now. On your pulse like a CDM. Gas on a bitch like a premium. Hard ass on a bitch, y'all in the fast lane. Been a bad bitch with before in the cash game. I'm a savage, and a carrot. Say my name, run the atlas. I'm a natural, I'm a rat.
I'm a savage, I'm a asshole, I'm a king. Shimmy ya, shimmy ya, shimmy ya, rah. You can tell your nigga he can meet me outside. You can babysit him when I leave him outside. Ain't no other love like the one I know. I done been down so long, lost so. I done came down so hard, I slow. I done see forever, all a real nigga won't.
I said I'm geek and I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get higher.
All I want is, all I want is
loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
10-4, no switching sides. Feel something wrong. You acting shifty, you don't vibe with me no more. I need
loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Tell me who you're loyal to. Is it money, is it fame, is it weed, is it drink? Is it coming down with the loud pipes in the rain? Big chillin' only for the power in your name. Tell me who you're loyal to. Is it love for the streets when the lights get dark? Is it unconditional when the robbery don't start? Tell me when your loyalty is coming from the heart.
Tell me who you're loyal to. Do it start with your woman or your man? Do it end with your family and friends? Or you loyal to yourself in the pants? I said, tell me who you loyal to. Is it anybody that you would lie for? Anybody you would smile for? Anybody you would die for?
That's what
I'm
for.
I said I'm geek and I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get higher.
All I want is, all I want is
loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
10-4, no switching sides. Feel something wrong. You acting shifty, you don't vibe with me no more. I need
loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
It's so hard to be humble. It's so hard to be another day, baby.
Song on the radio, and it made me think, like, why the fuck? I need to listen to more Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole. I know you probably, I don't know if you do or don't listen to them, but if you do, who would you listen to the most, Kendrick or J. Cole?
You try to be in my fucking head, because I was going to ask you something similar to this about my next song. But I'm going to have to ride with Team Kenny. And I'm going to go K-Dot because I love him. I love his mixtapes when he started out. Now, don't get me wrong. I probably jam more J. Cole than I do Kendrick because I dance more to J. Cole's music. And I like him more on a personal level, but when it comes to the music, I'm going to ride with Kendrick just because I love the way that he's able to switch that shit up. And he's just different. Don't get me wrong, J. Cole is too. That's a very tough decision.
Right.
That's fucking crazy you ask me that, though.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
With that
That's
song, I love the song, you know, the meaning behind it. We don't see much of it often, but when we do see it, I feel like it's stupidity mistaken for loyalty. But I like to say, don't let your loyalty lead you into an entanglement or a meaningless situationship. And damn sure, don't let it get you thrown under jail, because I promise you, motherfuckers is not riding for you like you should be riding for yourself.
Let me tell you something. Motherfuckers don't. And I am firsthand and to know. So motherfuckers do not ride for you. So you better be motherfucking careful what you're doing out there. Point blank period. That's all I'm saying. That's it.
Right. And, you know, I know you said, you know, you needed to vent and get out of here on time. So I only have a 3-song playlist to assist with time management today. And I wanted to take it back to one of the reasons Frequency Sunday was created. And I feel like it was love. Love is one of the highest frequencies. And I used to believe it was the highest frequency until recent studies. But love is a beautiful thing. And I mean beautiful. As long as you're not grooming or messing with a minor, love on. And I'm like, I'm a shy person, but I sing often. And I feel like, well, I know I sing better when I know no one is around. And I got caught singing the other day. And even around my kids, I don't even sing around them because it's embarrassing. But my kid, she was just like, you sure sing about love a lot to be single 6 years and counting. And I tell you, this shit was so fucking funny because it's actually been 7 years. But then my youngest, she backdoored and was like, do you ever plan on getting married? And I explained to them, like, I think I explained to them this shit a lot. Like, you don't have to be in love to know love. And here lately, I've just been surrounded by so much love. I don't have to side speed and I don't feel it. And I feel like we all have our idea of what we want love to be like and feel like. And I think this song, it did a great job of reminding us to love and know that it's okay to love, submit, and be committed. And so this song I want to get into would be Monica Superman.
Show me how I can be a super girl. Give you super, super love, cause you're super, super hot. Give you more than a little bit, give you everything I got. Do you think of me like I think of you? Hoping that what I feel is what you're feeling too. I wanna go through a few things that describe.
Now, I know that's not new, but I've been listening to that song for the past week, and it made me realize that I don't want to fall in love. It's a curse in that, but I am getting ready to walk in love and continue to grow in it. But Queen Rich, when it comes to Monica and Brandy, that's what I wanted to ask you before you asked me about the Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole. I don't know if you watched the verses, but, you know, growing up, there's always, well, we've been told, you know, in the industry between the two, there was always a slight beef. And I wanted to know, who were you rocking with, Team Monica or Team Brandy?
Monica all day. I don't know what it is. I can't get hip with any of Brandy music except that verses.
I'm Team Brandy.
Is you?
Brandy can fucking sing. Yeah. Brandy can sing. Don't get me wrong, I like Monica, but Brandy can sing better than her. Brandy has a range out of this world. Like, I don't know if anybody pays her any mind because they do feel like she makes boring music, but that motherfucker can really, really sing. I put her up there with Adele and Jennifer Hudson and Fantasia.
Really?
Yeah, she can sing. Yes, she can sing.
What the fuck? You got to send me some of the songs that you done. Because, baby, I ain't heard not one song that put her up there.
Don't do, like, but, I feel like you don't need to do her industry music. Listen to her when she's playing around or when she's, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when she's doing auditions or just doing runs. Like, her range is out of this world. Like, they're not fucking with her.
Okay. Because, girl, I was going to say, but Monica all day, especially that album right there, a lot of people saying that Monica couldn't sing when she came out with that album, but I thought that album was gold, baby. Unless my sister just had me on it every day listening to every goddamn song on it, you know, and I just got used to it, but I really liked that album that, you know, that song was on, that Superman was on. But, yeah, T. Monica all motherfucking day. Now, the last three songs that I have are like kind of blind reactions because I listened to a little bit of them and then I just stopped it and was like, okay, you know, so we're going to both see what this is about. But I found this song on TikTok. This group is called The Internet and the song is called Special Affair.
Your phone.
Again, that is by the internet. That's by the internet, and Special Affairs is the name of that song. Y'all better go listen to them, man. I'm telling you, girl, when I heard that song, I already fell in love. I love the bass in that. You hear that bass going, man? That shit gets me jumping. And I believe she is either, you know, a part of the Alphabet community. So, yeah, I like that.
You're going to say Alphabet community. Man, but you should have saw my face when I saw this on the list. I feel like this week we were caught up on the same frequency. And like she said, fuck what's in your phone. Let me take you home. That should be so me. Like, I don't be worried about nothing before me unless you're taking dick. But this puts me in the mood of much confidence. And, you know, it was her knowing she was able to control the room and the mood. And so, you know, I'm getting ready to shoot my short film. So for those listening, The Red Room by Lissa Renee is available on Amazon. Let's Be Honest is available on Walmart, Barnes & Noble's, Amazon as well. And The Red Room 2, Diary of a Nymphomaniac, is coming soon. But in getting ready to film, I've been working out more and practicing, making sure my, you know, my lap dancing is up to par. So it has popped up a lot. And I said, you know what, let me check this out. And when I tell you I danced to that song, I don't know how many times back to back. And like you said, you hear that 808 in there, and them hurts going to get somebody hurt. And the best way possible, and I just fucking love that song. Like, you don't hear music like that. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm a very instrumental-ass person. Like, I want to be able to hear your song and hear every fucking instrument that's in there.
Instrument,
and I feel like
you can hear it,
but she didn't overpower the instruments, you know, and it was, it reminded you of that one girl on TikTok that be going around with the, I don't even know if that's her, it could be her, that be singing them, like, I feel like she's singing vibrations because she don't really sing words, but a lot of people like her. What's her name? You played one of her songs, like King Affairs,
really?
Affirmations or something like that. You know what I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about. I can't remember her name. Or how
she remind me of her, Aniko or some shit like that. So yeah, I like that song. Definitely a vibe. And so this song. The next song I'm going to play, like, I grew up, you know how I told you, I used to hate feeling. It was so much for me because that was all I knew, and it still stands now. But I used to hear this song, and this artist, she just always sounded like the brokenhearted girl. You know how them type of people sound. And I was doing yoga after my motivational daily speech one day this week, and I don't know how letting go of my fears of slipping back into my nympho ways led me to this song, but it did. And it's not even a freaky song or anything like that, but this is Keisha Cole featuring Elijah Blake, Wonderland.
Heard you said that you just need a real woman, baby, here I come, I hear you, babe. Had some mishaps and a couple setbacks, baby, here I am, I hear you, babe. Open up your door, what really need to come in, I need it all, won't be no frontin'. Talking good, I see you, baby. Who'd have thought that you were stating true facts? Now you got me hooked, you did that, baby. Open up your door, girl, I really wanna
And again, that was Keisha Cole featuring Elijah Blake, Wonderland. I would consider that to be a throwback and a vibe. What do you think about that one, Queen Rich?
Honestly, before you played it, I knew you was talking about Keisha Cole. And for that very reason, because it sounded like a lot of her songs were
the brokenhearted
too much
girl.
For me. Yes. So it wasn't love songs. It was just broken heart songs. Like, and I had to stop listening to her for a while. But hearing that song, that, you know, that was a great song. And who was the guy on it?
Elijah Blake.
Okay,
we've actually played him on the show as well.
That's crazy. Well, I love his voice. But, yes, I had to stop listening to that, girl, because I was really starting to, you know, you listen to and sing that type of music in your life. Then I was dealing with guys, you know. So I had to stop it. I was like, no, I can't do this no more. Like, for real. Every time I would get sad or cheated on or some shit or find some shit on the phone, I listened to Keisha Cole. Like, what? No, I don't want to feel like that. No, I had to stop it. But that was a good song. That was a very positive, good song. My next song is another song that I just played the first week. Now, the first of the song, that's what got me. This is by NF and Corday. Actually, yes, Corday. That's my son's name. Oh, my gosh. This is called Carefully.
Stunning on me, you get exposed. I don't wanna pick, then I bite bold. Doesn't go plat, it'll go gold. Keep it up front, I don't tiptoe. I be at the house trying to lay low. Ducking and dodging a promo. Sit on my roof like J. Cole. Yeah, sit on my roof like J. Cole. Thinking about how I'm so thankful. Subpar songs, I don't make them. Look at that car I pay for. Look at my life, I'm grateful. Hating on me, that's hateful. You know I hear what I aim for. Talking about risks, I take them. Millionaire still ride with the Draco. Court side of the game, triple trunk, got my name on it. That's how a typical day goes. I just left Nigeria, Lagos. I just met Kanye, Yezo. I was talking to God, but was real or was not. All he said was remain faithful. Okay, I get it, I got it, I'm with it, I'm about it. My crib is exotic, I'm blessed. Hey, we living chaotic, was high off narcotics, but that's when my life was a mess. Hey, we come from the bottom, we still at the bottom. I get high to really distress. Hey, I don't think y'all get the message. This world is built off misconceptions. Talking about greed, talk about envy. Talk about money, then we talk about plenty. Talk about dollars, then we talk about pennies. Talk about drinking, then we talk about Henny. What we talking about? Lost souls at a crossroads. Money coming in large loads. I've been crossed, so my heart cold.
That's all we know, yeah.
Turn on me, you get exposed. I don't wanna pick, then I bite bold. Doesn't go plat, it'll go gold. Keep it up front, I don't tiptoe. I be at the house trying to lay low. Ducking and dodging a promo. Sit on my roof like J. Cole. Yeah, sit on my roof like J. Cole. Thinking about how I'm so thankful. Subpar songs, I'll make them. Look at that car I pay for. Look at my life, I'm grateful. Hating on me, that's hateful. You know I hear what I aim for. Talking about risks, I take those.
I told him I got you, you wanna retire, then do it your gut. Called up my grandma and told her it's time to move out of that basement, let's get you a crest. Called up my manager, told him get ready, it's about to get busy, this record is. Called up the guy and I asked him, you watching my back? He ain't say nothing back, but I heard what he said. When you see how I'm living, the answer is obvious. Ain't it when you go from poverty stricken and stressing about buying the groceries to not even having to look at the total, you know you've been blessed. Sharing the wealth, ain't no point in me keeping this all to myself. I ain't taking this money with me to my grave, yeah, I might as well bless all the people I love. We talking about making a difference. I'm making one, talking about risks I've been taking. I'm talking about dreams I've been chasing. I'm talking about lives I've been changing. I'm talking about family, don't play with them. That's a line you don't cross, no. Low blows, can't respect those. Gotta keep the loved ones close. That's all we know.
Stunning on me, you get exposed. I don't wanna pick, then I bite bold. Doesn't go plat, it'll go gold. Keep it up front, I don't tiptoe. I be at the house trying to lay low. Ducking and dodging a promo. Sit on my roof like J. Cole. Yeah, sit on my roof like J. Cole. Thinking about subpar songs, I'll make them. Look at that car I pay for. Look at my life, I'm grateful. Hating on me, that's hateful. You know I hear what I aim for. Talking about risks, I take them. Then get air, be careful.
Huh? fucks with that. I really fucks with that. How you feel? Because this is some newer. I think. Well, I say newer because I'm my age, whatever, and these guys are younger. So this is a newer breed, you know. And I really don't fuck with that music nowadays. Like I'm really old school music, you know, R&B and stuff. I'm trying for the show's sake, you know what I'm saying, to put some new shit out there. So how do you feel?
Well, when downloading the music, at first, I won't lie, I thought maybe the guys, the boys had got together and made a group because, you know, I seen Cordae and I was like, okay, well, maybe, you know, she going to promote her kids' music. I don't know why I thought that. But when I was downloading the music, I caught the beginning of it and I caught the wave and you could tell they were from, you know, Fort Worth. And I looked it up to confirm it. And I say Fort Worth because I couldn't hear the Dallas Boogie in it, but you know Texas music when you hear it, or at least I do. But then when I heard it just now, it sounds like trap church music. Not that there's anything wrong with it, because I love the fucking message that it delivered. Like, gratitude is everything, and it just spoke on society today. Like everything he said, everything they said is what we're going through. Like, we got people that's caught up in what they feel, you know, life should be like, and so they're doing this. They're entertained with the drugs, the bitches, the hoes, whatever they want to call it, when in reality, none of this shit even really makes sense. And, you know, I feel like they thrive for the wrong reasons, and this was a clear message of people needing to wake the fuck up. And I like that.
Yeah. Fuck yes. Yes.
And my last song for the night is I See You by Coco Jones. And I was iffy about this song because people constantly overdid it, in my opinion, like hours and hours. And I was with my sister when I finally just listened to the song. Like, I finally listened to it through. And, you know, I was like, okay, you know. Followed by, you know, she tried to make her voice stronger than what it was. Nothing's wrong with that. Not saying she didn't body the song, but she should have been herself on this song. And a lot of people mistake her for Jennifer Hudson. And I don't know if that's where she felt to position her voice with this one. And then I tried, I had just got up, and I like to exercise my voice before I do get on the calls. Because I don't know, like, I feel like for me, like, if I don't get up and train my voice in the AM, I'm going to be sounding like a goddamn dude the whole fucking day because I'm not even going to be in the mood for this shit. So I'm just going to sound tired and drained. And so I tried to hit the ranges in this song, and I've been shutting the fuck up since then. I ain't got nothing to say about her. this is a beautiful song. Again, this is Coco Jones, I See You.
Man. move on with somebody less like you. I don't know how we end up in the red. Find myself reading your comments again. And then we end up in each other's head. It all makes sense because
watching artists mature. I remember her from Disney Channel, and to see her grow in her own light is very beautiful. Now, I would love to hear Brandy cover this song, but I enjoy music like this. Just reminding each other it's better to work through whatever, you know, long as love is at the center, like you can get through that shit. And it's, I don't know, I just feel like it's better to work it out with the person you're already with than, you know, starting all over again. But I do get it. Sometimes you have to start over. But listening to that song just now, and I know it sounds sick, but I was in the middle of listening to that song, I was like, I would like to be tied up to this song. And I didn't even know what made me think of that, because it's not a type of song like that. But how you like that one, Queen Rich?
Girl, every morning that song plays on the radio, and I sing it with all my fucking heart. I don't know where she, I don't remember seeing her on Disney and all that. I mean, I've seen that that's where, you know, she first, I don't know her. And when you said Jennifer Hudson and she tried to step the voice, like, I didn't hear that, you know. And I like the song. Baby Be Mad, I be singing it so hard. Like, I don't know, but I like it. Shit, I fuck with it. I sing it every time it come on. And, but yes. My last song is by Burna Boy featuring Ed Sheeran. Now, I'm a fan of Ed Sheeran. I don't know nothing about him, but, you know, whenever I hear his songs or his music, his voice, I be fucking cold, ice cold from chills. You know what I'm saying? He makes the hairs on my neck stand up. He can sing so good. But, again, Burna Boy and Ed Sheeran.
I wanna be in your life until the night is over. I wanna hold you so tight, coming closer. It's been a hell of a ride, but every single moment you were there by my side. Whenever I'm broken, you make me feel whole. Whenever I'm lonely, you're there for my soul. Wherever you are, girl, that's where I call my own. Whenever you doubt it, I'll be letting you know. Oh, girl, I want to be dancing with you forever. You see through the storm and take me as I am. Baby, it's magic anytime that we're together. I make her just love you and hold you for my hand. Hold you for my hand. Hold you for my hand.
Feels like time is frozen and tonight is for us. We're alone again. we're together. I'll make her just love you and hold you for my hand. Hold you for my hand. Until the night is over.
Apologize, y'all. That is For My Hand. The name of the song is For My Hand. But I really like the feel of that song. I'm a real, like, reggae and shit like that. I like fucks with that. And Burna Boy, he really got some good-ass music. How you feel about him?
Same shit with the internet. I listen to it, and it's all right. I like the beat. Nothing I would search for, but I do like it. You know, when he became an artist from a songwriter, I used to sing the shit out of that thinking out loud. Definitely, you know, enjoy that vibe. It's, you know, it gives you the beach vibes. Just, you know, positive, upbeat. It was a cool little song.
I don't know much about Burna Boy,
but I like that.
Me either. I just seen him on, you know, I seen him on shit, and yeah, that type of shit. But any last words before I close this out?
I just want to say to the listeners, you are enough. I love each and every person listening. Don't forget, I'm here. I thank you all, you know, for always tapping in with Queen Rich and I. And don't forget to meet Queen Rich back here tomorrow at 9 o'clock on the dot. The spot to get you right before you hit the clock or that extra booster, you know, if you're already pushing the clock. And remember to love yourself.
Yes, for sure, for sure. Y'all tap in the morning. Fuck with me. Y'all already know. Come back on fucking Wednesday, 7 p.m. We're going to definitely do a show this Wednesday for sure, for sure. And we love y'all, like we said. Thanks for the support. Fuck with us.
Take you shopping out on the town. Would that make you feel your best? I'll go.